I did not buy the AI pin. Not that it was available here.
You didn't buy the Humane pin. But yeah, that was only because it was not available on a shop front with Apple Pay locked and loaded and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, would I have dropped... I can't definitively say I wouldn't have.
It's $700 in the US.
So like $1,200 or something.
It'd be over a grand in Australia for sure. $1,199.
As I said, I don't know what my cutoff is, but if you'd given it to me, Apple Pay, maybe I'm in bed. It's kind of like, you know, midnight, and I'd had a few. I can't definitively say I wouldn't have just checked out with it, but. The AI pin did give me significant pause. I was never that hype about AI pin, I will say.
The prosecutor's in rest, Your Honour. Well, we're giving an update here because an ongoing down round theme, very important one, and long-term fans and followers would understand that we've hit this a couple of times. What comes after the smartphone?
Mm.
What's happening next?
They're saying Apple iPhone sales are down 10%.
Down 10%, the iPhone sales.
Mm.
That's crazy. But nothing that anyone's coming up with is turning out to be all that compelling.
No.
And there's a few things that we can kind of rattle through. But the big story that's come out is that the Humane, which is former Apple engineers and some other hangers-on, released the Humane AI pin.
Yeah. And this has, to be fair, been talked about since before, like, AI was the new hotness. Like, you heard about this thing ages ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Naomi Campbell walking down the catwalk with a Humane AI pin. Well, it wasn't even called an AI pin at that.
It was just
it was a brooch.
Yeah. And it is, yeah, exactly. It's like the little square brooch, which you sort of clip to your shirt pocket or your collar or whatever.
Mm.
Takes vocal instructions and has a little projector on it that you can project onto your palm.
Yeah.
The idea being that, you know, this might replace your phone or at the very least augment it. It's the future and it's AI powered.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Now, from day one, and we did a whole episode about it, we were obviously a little sus on a lot of the claims of the AI pin because on the face of it, it was kind of like, what is this thing? Like, what? Like, what's the point of this thing? And again, you can almost tell that it's kind of an older device because a lot of their pitch was people spend too much time on their phones. You know, which was a thing, like, especially a few years ago, there's like a big kind of movement. And don't get me wrong, that is correct. And
People do be on their phones too much.
People do be on their phones too much.
I include myself in that claim.
Absolutely. We all are. I was at the Henson the other day and an Irish dude with like pretty mad hair and a squash racket sat down at the table next to me and he just pulled out a dumb phone and just put it on the table. And he was waiting for his mate and was just looking around. And I was like,
wow.
Goals.
That's, yeah. We gave the stat that iPhone sales are down 10%, which is really just an indication of something that we've talked about a lot, which is that no matter which way you look at it or slice it up, smartphone sales are leveling out.
Everyone that
wants one has one,
yeah,
and they don't upgrade as often as they used to.
Yeah, but point being, this like idea that people like hate their phones, I think that is limited to a very, very small number of people.
Well, at least in terms of people that actively want to do something about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's a general malaise of people who are like...
Oh, yeah. Everyone wishes they spent less time on TikTok, I'm sure.
You know, which is why Apple has like its screen time features.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
That kind of stuff. But what I was going to say is that dumb phone sales are actually up in the US over the past few quarters to a degree that's significant enough that analysts have been pointing it out. And obviously, these are like a slick new type of dumb phone.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to find one that's a dumb phone, but also kind of cool, or it has like a vibe, or it has it has some smartphone features just in a limited sort of way.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I mean, I'm sure this is like the vinyl resurgence or whatever.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's – but I think it speaks a bit to sort of a certain energy that's in the air. The fact that it's going up.
Yeah, but if you want to try and like mass produce a consumer product.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to sell it to the degree that – Apple is, or make them to the degree that Apple is the iPhone.
But regardless, anyway. So the AI Humane pin, Cliff's notes, supposed to replace your phone. Specifically, replace your phone. Comes with a SIM card. You got to pay like a monthly telephone bill, whatever. It's a new phone number. Send SMSs with your voice, or like, I guess, read SMSs projected onto your hand, blah, 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 blah. Very obvious from day one that it's like, why do you want this? Like, why is this good? AI powered though, so, you know, it's got a camera on it, so you can press it. The thing on your chest and say like,
what am I looking at?
Yeah,
what's going on over there?
What are the reviews of this restaurant? You know, and it's like this restaurant has 4.1 stars. The last review is, waiter didn't turn up for 30 minutes and was incredibly rude.
Waiter was rude. You call that a banh mi? Hey, Raph.
Hey, James.
Did you know that you can get an extra episode of Down Round every single week on top of the one that you're already getting?
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, yeah, obviously you know, but the person is, I'm using you as a vessel to explain.
Sorry, as I'm the listener. No, go on, tell me more, James. How much does it cost?
A mere $7 a month, Raph.
Okay, where do I go to find out more about this?
You go to downround.net.
Okay, I want it.
Well, I'm sure you do.
I feel like I'm missing out by not having it.
Exactly. No ads. Second episode per week. And a few other little goodies that are coming down the pipeline as well. Head to downround.net.
Downround.net.
And sign up to Downround Premium.